الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الأحكام نويت الخلوة نويت العزة نويت اليوم نويت الشريف لله تعالى العظيم في هذه المسجد أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. We continue where we stopped in the previous session, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى gave Sayyidina Talut when they asked their prophet Shamu'il to send a king for them to fight the tyrant, to fight tyranny. And Allah sent Talut, and they said, how you are sending Talut on us, where Talut has nothing, he is nothing. So what Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَإِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَبَعْدِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَإِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمُ ابْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قال هل عسيتم إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا إلا قليلا منهم والله عليم بالظالمين
وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا
وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا قالوا أنى يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
This is Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 246 and 247. Here it says that, has thou not turned by the vision of the chiefs of the children of Israel after the time of Moses, they said to a prophet, which is Samuel, that was among them, appoint for us a king that we may fight in the cause of Allah. He said, it is not possible if ye were commanded to fight that ye will not fight. They said, how could we refuse to fight in the cause of Allah? Seeing that we were turned out of our homes and our families. They are explaining that they have a lot of problems, difficulties in their life. They've been turned home from their homes. But when they were commanded to fight, they turned back. Except a small band among them, but Allah has full knowledge of those who do wrong. 247, their prophet said to them, Allah had appointed Talut as king over you. They said, how he can exercise authority over us when we are a better fitted than he to exercise authority, and he is not even gifted with wealth in abundance. He said, Allah has chosen him above you and has gifted him abundantly with knowledge and bodily prowess. Allah granted his authority to whom he pleased. Allah is all-embracing and he knows all things. And then he said, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ آيَاتٍ مُلْكِيَنْ يَأْتِكُمْ
وقال لهم نبيهم إن آيات ملكه أن يأتيكم التابوت فيه سكينة من ربكم وبقية مما ترك آل موسى وآل هارون تحمله الملائكة إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
And further the prophet said to them, a sign of his authority is that there shall come to you the ark of the covenant with an assurance therein of security from your Lord, and the relics left by the family of Moses and the family of Aaron, carried by angels. In this is a symbol for you, if you indeed have faith. So we will explain this, the interpretation of this later, but it shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to help the people of Bani Israel. So, but Allah can, you cannot impose what you want. You can ask, and Allah sends whom He likes. So He sent Talut, He gave him power. He can make a stone diamond. He make a normal person a wali. Who can say, who can object? No one can object. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Talut, and they were complaining about him. And Allah said, don't complain. Allah gave him power and gave him knowledge. So when He gives knowledge and power, it's finished. That person, is his heart is connected. So whatever he does, he will be successful. And if we are being given knowledge and power, then we are connected. When you are connected, mausul, connected with that line of chain of awliya to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you are saved. They said he has no wealth. Allah doesn't care for someone who has wealth or no wealth. What is important is the wealth of Akhirah, not wealth of dunya. Uhud came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I will be gold. Take me, use me. So I'm not in need. I need Allah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Jibreel came to him, he said, can I help you? He said, no, I don't need you to help me. I need my Lord. Allah knows what is happening to me. And Allah made the fire, bardan wa salam, and peaceful on Ibrahim and cool. So we come back to this later. So awliyaullah, when they are connected, when they know these secrets and they are connected, then they can understand these realities and these secrets that we described yesterday in the previous session. And that's why Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani was a connected one. He was always asking through this combination that we mentioned it in the previous session. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi sirri dhat wa bi dhati sirr. O Allah, I am asking you
with the secret of the essence
and with the essence of the secret. There is an essence for the secret, and there is a secret for the essence. Huwa anta wa anta huwa. That essence is you, and you is that essence, is that secret. Allah gave him and gave every wali in a different way from the reality of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not only awliya, he gave all prophets from the reality of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why he said to them in the day of promises, if prophet comes, you follow him. He said to Adam, if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam come in your time, you have to follow. Every Nabi has to follow. Because Allah dressed him and he made him the highest. We cannot compare him with Talut, but it is explained how Talut, Allah gave him power over everyone. And everyone has to obey. So those who did not obey when he said, don't drink from that water, except one hand of water, they disobeyed. So what happened? He said, okay, you are not from me. Allah gave Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam what he did not give any prophet. And he said to all prophets, you follow him. All of them accepted. He said to all his servants, all his creation, follow Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who did not follow? Going to be out of that circle, of that realm. He gave his awliya as it was inspired to me in that seclusion, from the manifestation of Allah's beautiful name and attributes, and from the beautiful names and attributes of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what kind of knowledge that has opened to them from the beautiful names of Allah and attributes He had dressed His Prophet, and from what He has been dressed, and from Allah, and together with what Prophet has of beautiful names and attributes, what He gives these inheritors of Prophet, means Awliyaullah and His Sahaba. أعطاهم من معاني الحقائق الدقيقة.
Giving from the intricate, meaning.
He gave them from the intricate meaning of the realities, that they are very, very deep. المعينة المعنية الموصلة إلى أعلى المقاصد. That deep meaning that is being assigned to reach the highest level of maqasid. Goals is hadaf, maqasid is what you intend.
Aspire.
That you have something that you Allah wants to give you, it is in the highest level, so you try to get to reach that. The goal is to reach, is the time frame to reach that, but when you reach is that maqsad, is that level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open through His Prophet to His awliya. And this is the highest level, is وَهُوَ ذَاتْكَ الْمَقْصَدُ هُوَ أَعْظَمُ مَقْصُودُ وَهِيَ النُّقْطَ الْمُوصِلَ وَالدَّالَّ عَلَى مَعْنَى الْأَسْرَارِ السَّرْمَدَانِيَ.
This is the highest intended goal, the highest sought goal, and
it is the highest point goal that will reach you, takes you to indicate for you the meaning of the al-asrar al-sarmadaniya, the eternal secrets, and to take you to understand the ancient knowledge, and to be blessed by these beautiful names of Prophet and the beautiful names and attributes of Allah, to understand the real essence, the manifestation of the essence through these names. Through these levels, you will be attracted, jazba. You will be under an attraction that you cannot control yourself. It attracts only those lovers to that level, who wants that level, not to everyone. وَتَصْرِيفُهَا الْجُزْئِيَّ وَالْكُلِّيَّ. And it will indicate you to you how to use it and to understand it by its partial جُزْئِيَّ or its total. So you begin to understand the minimum, the most smallest ma'rifah, means the most smallest atom that you can find, means the smallest knowledge, like an atom, which is the most smallest element in the periodic table. That smallest knowledge, which is more smaller than the atom, you can take the secret of it. So you can enter into, not in the totality of it, but you can enter in its minimum power of it. By entering in that power, in that ocean of knowing, because now you can understand totality in general, so you can have headlines. Later, after the headlines, in the news or in papers or in a lecture, you have headlines and then you have explanation. So totality, it gives you the headlines, but doesn't give you the details that love to Allah and to Prophet will take you to that details, so you'll be able to understand all these details that it is there. لأنها بديعة التصريف ومن سر الربوبية المنزهة عن المكانية والزمانية.
Because it is originally dispensed.
لأنها بديعة التصريف. بديعة is very beautiful, manifest.
Magnificent.
بديعة التصريف. That تصريف means that magnificent way of understanding these details, because it is coming from the secrets of Lordship.
Magnificently
dispensed,
manifested.
Manifested because it is coming from the secret of Lordly secrets, which is al-munazzaha al-makaniyya wal-zamaniyya, which has no impossible to explain that it has a place or a time. You will enter in a situation that has no place and no time. They will let you inside these kind of details, knowledges. And that's why awliyaullah, for them, past, present, future, is one. There is no time, you know. And there is no space, there is no limitation of a space. And that's why the universe is not a space, it's a void. What is void, Tahir? Fada? What is fada in English? Empty space. In an empty space, that empty space, you have things that are being there. You have things in an emptiness. All these planets are in emptiness. Al-wujud fi la mawjud.
Existence in non-existence. Existence in that which doesn't exist.
Existence of what you are seeing in a non-existence. You are existing, but in another existence. So where are you then? You are not. Al-mawjud, al-la-mawjud fil-mawjud. Because all this what we are seeing is disappearing, is going, and it is appearing in the non-existence, in the void. And the void, al-mawjud fil la mawjud, and la mawjud,
non-existence,
fil mawjud,
non-existence.
Because la mawjud exists in Allah's existence. Allah wants it to appear. If you are clever, understand.
Yes.
That's how they put it in Arabic. Fafham, they say.
Understand
and put exclamation mark. So this secret that we are explaining now, that has no limitation of space or time, it is munfarida,
unique.
Is a unique, and no one can add on it anything, it is the only one that is able بتفريج الكروب والذنوب والخطوب الدنيوية والأخروية.
It's able to relieve.
It's able to relieve problems. You from problems, difficulties, sins, دنيوية, worldly, and heavenly. Because Sayyidina Adam did something in heaven. So only these detailed secrets, not the totality. Totality gives you a general idea. These detailed secrets that we explained on it can take you to be able, through these detailed secrets, if you put them in combination like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani put them, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi sirri dhat wa bi dhati sirr huwa anta wa anta huwa. It's beyond mind. It teaches you how, it is the only way how to take these sins out and take the difficulties. And that's why awliyaullah depend on their levels of entering into these smallest details, are able to carry the difficulties and the problems of their followers and pull you up to these levels, high level. Many of us, we have irada, will, and that's why one of the dua, O Allah, take our partial will to your general will, to your whole will. Because every one of us has a will, and when that will comes to his mind, he cannot see except that. He cannot move. Don't do that, wait, no, I have to do that. Don't be that, that's why you need a guide. Then he tells you, don't go there, don't do this. Even you think that what you are doing is a beneficial or good, but in the eye of a wali, it might not be. So if you are clever, understand, then don't oppose the will of your will against the will of your guide. Or else you end up in a problem. So always surrender, because they have these detailed secrets which we cannot see. We might, with their barakah, we might be able, they give us might be a general idea, this general totality. But the details, they have that. So they, according to your DNA, all blueprints of you, of your life, is printed in this DNA, they like blueprints. They know the details of it. Every breath, in every moment, it is written in these blueprints in your DNA. Every moment of your life, in dunya and akhirah. That's why in akhirah, they awliya look at your DNA. In dunya, they know all the details. Even what you are breathing every moment. There is 24,000 breaths a day by Allah's servant. Allah gave that. So every breath coming and going, inhaling and exhaling, there is written reward or no reward. What you did or what you did with that breath. That breath entered with good intention or with bad intention. With sin or with no sin. So everything, these details is being written there. So when they look at these details, they understand. But for others, they look on the general, they say DNA is how many? 24 pair, everyone look at 24 pair, but these, they have details inside them. And only 3% they discovered, 97 they still didn't see. So these details, they, awliya Allah can see. So to their followers, they say, they give them a guideline. They say, okay, your DNA is this in general, but they don't give the description. The details to the description. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He let His awliya by giving them authority, by giving them permission to follow, to seek this journey, they reach first the door of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they reach there, Prophet begin to dress them and take them to the presence of their Lord to be dressed with this, also this secret. And when they are dressed, then they can understand. How? Not. He will not dress them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His hand everything. He can give what He wants. وَكَيْفَ لَا وَهُوَ بِيَدِهِ الْقُدْرَ وَالْعَظَمَ وَالْجَبَرُونَ.
How and why not when He has
قدرة, power, عظمة, greatness, and جبروت.
Magnificent.
جبروت is majestic. Forceful. بأن يحيي ويميت. He can create and He can
constant.
Make death.
Constant.
Cause death. And if that death, He can create that death even. It's in His hand. So He can rejuvenate your heart. Like He rejuvenated Sayyidina Zakaria for getting a child, Yahya. And He rejuvenated his wife. That was her name, Yasara. To bring Yahya. When the Sayyidina Zakaria said, "Aw, inni wahana al-'azmu minni wa ishta'ala ar-ra'su shayba." I have begun to have a white head and my bones finished. I am 99 years of age and his wife 90. He said, "No. It's in Allah's will. He can do it." When Jibreel alayhi salam came to him, he took a dry stick and as soon as he showed it to him, it has two green leaves. He said, "This is how you will be rejuvenated." So how not when Allah has in His hand the power and the greatness and the majestic thing. He creates and He causes death. Means He gives to His awliya to rejuvenate the heart of their followers. And that's why you are under monitor. By order of Prophet to Awliyaullah to monitor their student, to guide them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't have a qabliya wala ba'diya.
He's not dependent on before or after.
He has no before, He has no after. Munazzahun anil kayfiyya.
He's above how.
He is above how. You cannot say how. It's above that. وَلَا أَحَدٌ يُدْرِكُ مَعَانِيهَا سِوَى مَنْ ارْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولِ. And no one can understand its meaning except whom he likes from messengers. As he gave that secret to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَهُوَ مُدْرِكٌ مَا أَرَادَهُ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَنْ يُدْرِكُهَا مِنْ مَعَانِيهَا وَتَصَارِفِهَا الْمُحَمَّدِيَّ.
Knows that which Allah wants him to.
Allah gave him what he wants, so he is able to understand and to reach these knowledges and reach the secret of it and how it works. And that's why he raised him to Qaba Qawsayni aw Adna. He raised him to the level of two bows and arrows, to that station. When he is raised to two bows, two bows of length and less, Qaba Qawsayni aw Adna, or less. What is less? Means he entered in these details. He can get the smallest details, means the smallest that we can understand in our mind is the atom. He can enter to get these details of atomic knowledge, if we like to call it. And atomic spiritual knowledge. He can enter there and pull them out. And to do what to do with it. keep it, he's giving it to Awliyaullah. And that's why Awliyaullah are different from ulama. They are ar-rasikhuna fil ilm. They are the pegs of knowledge. Pegs of knowledge, like mountains, these awliya. Normal awliya. But a normal ulama, normal. But awliya Allah are pegs, mountains. Firm. They are rooted inside these knowledges. Prophet is giving to them. فَأَطْلَعَهُ When he raised him to that level of Qaba Qawsayni or Adna, two balls, lengths of two balls of an arrow and less, فَأَطْلَعَهُ عَلَى سِرِّ الْأَسْرَارِ وَمَكْتُوبِ غَيْبِ الْأَنْوَارِ
So he revealed to him the secret of secrets and the unknown things that are written.
He revealed to him the secrets of secrets, of these details. So what he gave to Awliya Allah is secret, but Prophet has the secret of secrets. He kept it. وَمَكْتُوبُ غَيْبِ الْأَنْوَارِ وَمَكْنُونُ غَيْبِ الْأَنْوَارِ And he gave him everything hidden, we say غَيْب, unseen, from light. Whatever there are, Anwar means here, every Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard, Allah is the light of heavens and earth. From that light, he gave him the secrets of the unseen light that you cannot see. He gave his Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he gave him from the Muhwar Da'irat al Akwan al Zatiyah. And he gave him from the center of the circle of the essence that has created these universes. He made him the center of that circle. So if that circle is the universe, Muhammad is the center. He gave him from that. So Awliya Allah will be given to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with their followers presented to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Prophet is dressing them. So what he is dressing them now? He dressed them from min bahri anwar al-alif al-qa'im al-ladhi laysa qablahu sabiq. Dressing them from the ocean of the alif, which is always straight and has no beginning. It is before it, there is nothing before it. It's always there. It's the beginning, that letter. From that letter, Awliya Allah are understanding that letter, Alif, is what been through it, the existence of creation came. And it is Dal, it's pointing, ala kudrat al-tasarruf, it's pointing that Alif, because it is the first letter of Allah, through it everything, every creation came. That's why we say bismillah, in the name of Allah. So we use that is alif, means in alif everything is been there. It is there is the power that awliya Allah can take power to guide and tasarruf,
govern
what they need to govern, because it is the beginning of, it is the first letter of Allah's name that encompassing all names and attributes, Allah. And that alif is the letter that governed all other letters of the alphabet. Means it covers all knowledge. So all knowledge is going to be in it. And in it, you can find all different kind of letters that from it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the four anasir al-arba'ah, the four elements. Because al-huruf al-nariya, wal-turabiyya, wal-hawaiyya, wal-ma'iyya.
Letters of fire,
earth, air, and water. Al-anasir al-arba'ah, fire, earth, dirt,
air
and water. All of them are being inside that alif. Because the first letter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bilam and bilam, are mulk and malakut. So wherever in mulk and wherever in malakut, the two lambs follow the alif. So it is like a sun to the other letters, that all the other letters can take its energy from it and its power from it. As people are in need for the sun, the light of the sun, all letters, all knowledges are in need for that element, because it is the first letter of the name of Allah. By the sun, everyone can stand. And that's why you see some children, when they are born, they have their legs. What do you call them? The foot? Their neck here.
Bowed.
Bowed?
Bowed. Yeah.
What they say, take them to the beach.
Hmm.
Under, let them see the sun. Is that? Their feet will straighten. So sun makes you to be straightened up. If there is no sun, everyone dies. There is no light. If there is no alif, there will be nothing. It's like sun for ma'rifah, for reality, for Gnosticism. In the alif, all knowledges will appear. It will straighten up your physical body, and it will straighten up your spiritual body. Your spirituality and your physicality will be straightened up. In everything that it is not existing, through Aleph it existed. Because it governs everything. So everything we are seeing now in that void that is existing, is existing through that that Aleph. And with that Aleph, everything exists and has part of that letter power. From that power. And that's why Awliya Allah, they always call for a Ya Rabbi, send us a king. As Bani Israel sent them to their prophet, send us a king. Awliya Allah, they said, send us a king to govern our hearts. You need a king to govern your heart in order to straighten you up. If you don't have that king, how you are going to be strengthened? That's why Allah sent Talut to Bani Israel to show them the way, to fight their enemy. So you have enemy, you have four enemies, nafs, dunya, shaitan and hawa. The ego, the devil, dunya, worldly desire, and dunya and world. You have these four enemies around you. You need a king to stop them. But you don't need to take water to quench your thirst. You have to listen to the sheikh. If he says to you, take little bit, take little bit, don't take too much. Means don't follow your desires. Because in medicine, they say for children, they give them syrup. Medication, it is syrup. The very young children, but the babies, they give them drops. They say, drop 10 drops on that. For little bit older, they say, give them that syrup, 2 spoons or 1 spoon, not more. For adults, they say, give pills. So it depends on where you are in that level that you'll be taking either drops or syrup or pills. So Awliya Allah knows that. So they say, oh, Allah sent a king in order that we can fight in your way. To fight whom? To fight the enemy of Allah and the enemy of the self. The enemy of Allah, who is that? Shaitan. And the enemy of the self. And to وَتُكْهِرُ أَبَالِسَةَ نُفُوسِنَ وَتُكْهِرُ أَبَالِسَةَ نُفُوسِنَ
overpower or subdue the devils of our evil.
To subdue the power of the to overcome the power of our ego, not only the power, the satanic power of our ego. And it will try to eliminate and to save us from all kind of fitna and difficulty in dunya, and open to us وَتَفْتَحْ عَلَى مَسَامِعِ قُلُوبِنَا, and open to us the hearts, our hearts, for getting now these revelations, inspirations, heavenly inspiration from the heart of the Shaykh, from the heart of the Prophet, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time you will not see and you will not hear. You only see that divinely presence, and you only hear that divinely presence. As much, and it will take you to the nearness of the divinely presence, take you to the nearness of the divinely holy presence of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, you are munazzahun an al-sharik. You are above partners, and you know what is in our hearts and in our minds. Give us a gift from you to open to our hearts the enlightenment and the Gnosticism and the Gnostic power, in order that we will be able to reach and to understand your eternal power. O Allah, this is how it was coming to me when I was writing this inspiration. O Allah, Ya Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah.
O merciful one in dunya and akhirah.
O the merciful one in for dunya and akhirah. Ya man rahamta bidun istisna.
You who have been merciful.
O Allah, that you have, you whom you mercy
without exceptions.
Min sirri ism al-Rahman, from the secret of the name al-Rahman, the merciful. Al-Mu'attifu lil-Qulub, who softens the heart. Ism al-Rahman softs the heart. Soften the heart. Wa ya Rahim, al-Munazzah an kulli shay.
O compassionate,
that you are above everything. That name is carry the importance of compassion. O Allah, that you give all kind of ni'am, favors, and its smallest details, and you are the one that you make your Prophet وسلم, and his Sahaba and his Awliya to be always in ashq, in love,
enamored by you.
They are in love with you. Don't take that life, that love from us, but give us the secrets and the spirituality of the meaning of the name, the most the absolute compassion. Wa min Allahi tawfiq. We continue next time, inshallah.